In a world of sin and sensuality hastening to a greater development of power, it is wise earnestly to consider whether it is the human mind or the divine mind which is influencing one. What the prophets of Jehovah did, the worshippers of Baal failed to do. Yet artifice and delusion claimed that they could equal the work of wisdom. Science only can explain the incredible good and evil elements now coming to the surface. Mortals must find refuge in truth in order to escape the error of these latter days. Nothing is more antagonistic to Christian science than a blind belief without understanding, for such a belief hides truth and builds on error. Miracles are impossible in science, and here science takes issue with popular religions. The scientific manifestation of power is from the divine nature and is not supernatural, since science is an explication of nature. The belief that the universe, including man, is governed in general by material laws, but that occasionally spirit sets aside these laws, this belief belittles omnipotent wisdom and gives to matter the precedence over spirit. It is contrary to Christian science to suppose that life is either material or organically spiritual. Between Christian science and all forms of superstition, a great gulf is fixed, as impassable as that between Dives and Lazarus. There is mortal mind reading and immortal mind reading. The latter is a revelation of divine purpose through spiritual understanding, by which man gains the divine principle and explanation of all things. Mortal mind reading and immortal mind reading are distinctly opposite standpoints from which cause and effect are interpreted. The act of reading mortal mind investigates and touches only human beliefs. Science is immortal and coordinate neither with the premises nor with the conclusions of mortal beliefs. The ancient prophets gained their foresight from a spiritual, incorporeal standpoint, not by foreshadowing evil and mistaking fact for fiction, predicting the future from a groundwork of corporeality and human belief. When sufficiently advanced in science to be in harmony with the truth of being, men become seers and prophets involuntarily, controlled not by demons, spirits, or demigods, but by the one Spirit. It is the prerogative of the ever-present divine mind and of thought which is in rapport with this mind to know the past, the present, and the future. Acquaintance with the science of being enables us to commune more largely with the divine mind, to foresee and foretell events which concern the universal welfare, to be divinely inspired, yea, to reach the range of fetterless mind. To understand that mind is infinite, not bounded by corporeality, not dependent upon the ear and eye for sound or sight, nor upon muscles and bones for locomotion, is a step towards the mind science by which we discern man's nature and existence. This true conception of being destroys the belief of spiritualism at its very inception, for without the concession of material personalities called spirits, spiritualism has no basis upon which to build. All we correctly know of spirit comes from God, divine principle, and is learned through Christ and Christian science. If this science has been thoroughly learned and properly digested, We can know the truth more accurately than the astronomer can read the stars or calculate an eclipse. This mind reading is the opposite of clairvoyance. It is the illumination of the spiritual understanding, which demonstrates the capacity of soul, not of material sense. This soul sense comes to the human mind when the latter yields to the divine mind. Such intuitions reveal whatever constitutes and perpetuates harmony, enabling one to do good, but not evil. You will reach the perfect science of healing when you are able to read the human mind after this manner and discern the error you would destroy. The Samaritan woman said, "Come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ?"